Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. The Lake Township Board of Trustees will meet at 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 20th at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kendi Road in Caseville. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to review short-term rental enforcement, review the 2026-27 audit report, and to discuss James's Road. The board is also expected to review a correspondence from Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy regarding the township's transfer station signage and a bill from the Huron County Road Commission regarding the road work that has been done. So you can join the meeting by computer, tablet, or smartphone with meet.goto.com 321-374-6377. Or you can go to thumbnet.net, look for the article, and the link is there as well with the phone number. And the extra work doing improvements to Ackerman Park and the Village of Elkton is paying off. Village President Dan Armbruster reported the park has seen an increase in usage and that when the Dairy League adult soccer games were played on Friday nights, the park was packed with people. Armbruster noted the council should be very proud of the park and all the improvements accomplished over the past years. Trustee Agnes Kaczynski reported the Adult Soccer League is looking to donate lighting and bleachers, so more improvements to the park may be coming soon. During the meeting, the council was reminded that Ackerman Park will get even more use in the coming weeks with the Born to be Wild weekend on August 28th and 29th, and with Autumn Fest weekend is September 5th and 6th. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, some of the buildings in the Village of Ubley will be getting repair work done. One of the village's properties that needs help with repairs is the Ubley Police Department's office at 2272 Bingham Street. The building is starting to show its age. It has some steel and insulation showing on the outside. Eric Brillette will be replacing the siding on the police building. The police office is not the only building that needs some upgrades. The council also approved replacing the roofs on the dugouts in Veterans Park. And efforts by Argyle Township Board of Trustees to do some upgrades to the McNaughton Park received a financial boost to help accomplish that. Because efforts to plant grass in the park by the fire department didn't work, the board decided to gravel the park area. Township resident Chuck Stringer donated $1,702 towards the gravel bill for graveling the park. With that done, the township board approved paying $5,000 and the fire department approved paying the remaining cost of $4,375 to gravel the park. Regarding the park, some updated park rules were reviewed and expected to be adopted, and securing grant funding for park improvements continue. Grants are being sought for up to $5,000 for cameras for the park and other safety items. according to the information from the township clerk, Jennifer Grifka. During the meeting, it was noted the new event during this year's Argyle Festival on Saturday, August 29th, will be the Argyle Garden Cruise on Friday, August 28th. The proceeds from the event will go to helping a resident with gas and hotel stay expenses while receiving medical treatments. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.